Yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind podcast?
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind podcast. I'm Rico, and we have all our co-podcasters here, and we'll let them introduce themselves. We're going to go around the table.
My name's Michael.
I'm Alexis.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
Hi, I'm Micah.
And we all together are What's on Your Mind podcast. So we have a few topics that we're going to touch on today. You know, our podcast is basically about trending topics that goes on weekly, and we kind of like just gather all our ideas and we just put it on the table and just talk about it and have a good discussion. So my topic of the week, I'm kind of big on like sneakers and shoes and stuff like that. There was like a anticipated shoe that was supposed to come out later on this month in March. And in Arizona, there was a train delivering the sneakers to the warehouses and stuff like that. Apparently, there was a group of thieves that hopped on the train and waited till the train got to like a secluded area in like the desert area of like Arizona. And they cut the brake lines. So it took a mile for the train to stop. Once the train stopped, everybody stole the sneakers off the train. They got about 2,000 pair of these sneakers. And they value, street value, right now at $440,000. So that's how much they stole from Nike. On the aftermarket, if you go to try the baddie shoes on the aftermarket, it's $2,000 per shoe now. And they was only supposed to retail at $250. I'm not sure if they still coming out later on this month, but they just got heist of the year. Like, that's insane. So I'm not sure how Nike is going to recover from that. It was a collab shoe as well, so it was very anticipated. It was a Jordan 4. If you're familiar with that shoe, but I think that's insane. Like, for you to camp on a train and cut the brakes and wait for the brakes to stop, and you're in the middle of the desert. Did you bring water with you out there? Yeah. Like, it's hot. Like, how did you get away? Like, did you have cars sitting by? Like, how did you do that? So, I'm not sure. What's y'all thoughts on that?
Well, you know how people are about shoes. Yeah. Especially Jordans.
Yeah. I've seen people over the years like camp outside for releases and stuff like that. That's insane. I probably did it like once or twice, I'm not going. Mm-hmm. But that's insane. Like, yeah, just to think about it now and then to wrap your head around it, that people actually sit outside all night for a pair of shoes to release the next morning. But yeah.
Do you think he'll like resell them?
Jordan?
Yeah, like whoever sold them, you think he'll like sell them to the people that wanted it?
I don't think Jordan himself will probably come out with another pair of them, because he liked to keep his shoes limited, which is why the craze of them is the way that it is. I think he might drop the current shoes that he probably still have in his possession, but I don't think he might go into remaking more, because he want the craze to still be about them. So whoever got those shoes, they just gonna sell them.
So it's kind of wild that they cut the brakes when they're still on it, to me.
Yeah.
That seems like almost the craziest part here. Like, what do you mean?
You got the possibility of falling off.
Yeah.
Yeah. They took a risky move. I don't see myself doing that. Give me a parachute, maybe, but no. I'm not risking my life to fall off a train over a parachute. Like, they tripping, but
and yeah. $44,000.
Yeah, $440,000 worth. 2,000 pair of shoes. They call it the Nigel Sylvester Force. But a lot of people was waiting on them. I don't think they're gonna get them. If they do, they paying crazy retail for them, or they gotta wait for what's coming out if they release any more. But
I would be mad if I was waiting for him.
I would too, but it is what it is. I guess that's life. Crazy things happen all the time. But what's on your mind, Micah?
I was thinking maybe we could shift to music and talk about maybe our favorite artists or genres.
Okay, so what's your favorite artist?
I actually have a few. Some of my favorite artists, I like Lady Gaga, Victoria Monet, and I really like Doechii.
Okay. I seen Doechii been taking off a lot lately. Yeah. I seen she performed at, what's that, the Grammys?
Yeah. 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 It's a really good performance.
And Lady Gaga, she been in a lot of different movies lately. I've been seeing her in like TV shows and like stuff like that. So she been making a great appearance as far as like she did the Super Bowl too.
On the piano. A few years ago, yeah.
So, yeah. I think it was this year.
She did the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, she played on a piano on Bourbon Street, I think.
With Kendrick?
Yeah. It was before the halftime show, but she kind of like started it off. She started the half show in the Super Bowl performances off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a good performance. So, what's your favorite like genre of music?
I really like R&B. And pop music as well.
Okay. All right. So, Olivia, what about you? What's your favorite type of music and artist?
I have a couple different artists that I would consider, like, in my favorites. I really like Lizzie McAlpine, Gracie Abrams, Noah Kahan. And then on the flip side, I also like rock sometimes, so, like, Måneskin. Yeah, I listen to all sorts of music.
You got, like, really a starting five. I said you got like a starting five. Okay. So like, what draws you to that, the music?
I don't know. I think Lizzie McAlpine has, her style varies from album to album. Like her second album, I believe, is more of like a pop. And then with this album, she shifted into like, it was completely singer-songwriter, like, she had a band with her. They were doing piano, a lot of storytelling, that kind of thing. That's one of the things that draws me to it, is how they tell the story.
Okay. She sounds like she's also very versatile as well.
Mm-hmm. She's making her Broadway debut in March, I believe.
Oh, wow. Broadway is kind of like going next level with it, because now you got a whole stage and you got performing live in front of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I actually went to a Broadway. Have anybody ever been to a Broadway before?
Yeah.
It's fun. I went to go see, like, The Lion King. It was, like, very interesting.
I saw Hadestown and Romeo and Juliet in December.
Oh, wow. How was the Romeo and Juliet?
It was so good.
Yeah,
it was very good.
Okay. All right, so, Michael, what's your favorite artist? Favorite song, favorite genre?
I would say probably, like, Lil Tecca, like, rap.
Okay.
Lil Tecca, T-Grizzly.
Okay.
Well, it's Lil Mozzie.
So you kind of like storytelling music as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alexis, what about you? What's your favorite genre of music? Favorite artist?
I'm not really a music person, but I've been listening to a lot of like Bon Jovi lately and Doechii.
Okay. Don't stop believing. Hey, I'll be cranking it. At a wedding. I was in that way and turned up. One of my favorite artists right now is probably, I'd probably say like Rod Wave, maybe. I think he's interesting. I like his storytelling skills and like how he could talk about like his struggles and how his struggles basically got him in a position to where he is now. And now he's like one of the biggest R&B, well, not R&B, but hip-hop singers or rappers, whatever you want to call them right now. So, I think I'd say Rod Wave.
While we're on the topic of musicians, did you guys see that ASAP won his case?
Oh, yeah. I did see that, yeah. Shout out ASAP Rocky. He beat his case.
Think he did it?
I heard apparently he was caught on camera doing it and he still beat the case. So that's the power of money and lawyers. That's all I can say. If you get caught on camera doing it and they see you, I'm not sure because I didn't see the video. So that's allegedly. But if you get caught on camera doing it and everybody say that you did it. And you got money. You paid that lawyer, and that lawyer did his job. So shout out to his lawyer as well. That's a pretty good lawyer. So, Michael, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about, I guess, Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Apparently, I didn't know this. He named his son XAEA-XII.
I wonder what was the intentions behind that.
You know, I'm kind of wondering the same thing.
To me, it still sounds like a planet.
Yeah.
I heard he named him after, like, his favorite jet or plane or something.
That's a jet name?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hopefully he got one of them. So you can be like, I bought the jet, and then I named you after the jet, instead of I wanted the jet, so I named you after the jet, and we still don't got the jet. Like, you got the money to buy the jet. So hopefully you got the jet, so you could put him on the jet, and he goes, this jet is named after me. It's my jet. It'd be a greater story.
He's just, I don't know. It's just very strange.
It's all his kids' name?
Yeah.
Or... I think we said it was like the last three or something like
all
that.
All his ones with Grimes have weird names.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can't imagine being like in school or something and the teacher asks, like, yeah, what's your name? X-A.
X-A-E-B. Like, alphabets. My name is Alphabets.
What are you, a robot?
Just might be. His father moved like a Sim character. I can't get over that video. It's like he was actually doing like the movements of the Sim character. I was like, okay, that's sweet. Like, if they was to make a movie about the Sims, I feel like they should cast him. Yeah, it'd be sweet.
And it was, I guess he was acting pretty weird too in the press conference with Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. His son. Oh man. Different. But yeah, different in a good way. So, Olivia, what's on your mind?
Have any of you heard about the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni court case drama?
Yeah, I have a little bit, but I'm not too sure what's going on with that.
So Blake Lively sued Justin Baldoni, who was the director and her romantic co-star, for sexual harassment. And then he countersued her for defamation, I believe. And he also sued New York Times for, like, putting the story out there or something. There's a lot of drama. It's a lot of drama.
Sound like another Johnny Depp case.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Kind of.
But it's kind of... So you said they had a romantic relationship?
No, so they weren't in a relationship. Their characters were in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
But the movie is about the domestic violence in that relationship.
So they just bring the movie into life.
Ooh.
That's intense. That's going to be a long trial, tragedy.
And then on the SNL 50th anniversary, they like pan to the crowd. So she's married to Ryan Reynolds. So Ryan Reynolds was in the crowd and whoever was hosting, I can't remember who it was like, oh, anything going on with you? And he was like, no, what have you heard? And the look on her face, because they panned to her.
They was being messy.
It was like.
That's what they love to do. They love to be messy.
Oh, yeah. Just
try to stir the pot up to see what they could get out of you.
Hollywood drama.
Yeah. How long has that case been going on for?
I don't know how long the case has been going on for, but the movie came out over the summer.
So it's fairly new.
It's fairly new. I think it was like the fall that the case came out.
I'm going to have to look into that, because that'd probably be a very interesting case to like see what's going on. Like, because I remember with the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, y'all, the bed, that's crazy. I don't know how, like, she tried to blame it on the dog. They said that little Kilman. If y'all don't know, I don't know, I don't want to.
Dog stepped on the bee.
I don't want to elaborate, but she got to do better. That's crazy. That's intense. So Alexis, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know if you guys are into DC, but they were supposed to come out with a Wonder Woman game, and they canceled it. And they're shutting down the studios that make the game.
Oh.
Did they say why?
No. But they had already announced it. Like, it was supposed to come out later this year, and they just canceled it.
You said it was a Wonder Woman game?
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have went on with that, because it's not really, like, too many superhero women games out there, so I think that would have been motivation towards the women and the youth and the people that look up to those type of superheroes and characters. So I think they should have went along with it, and the fact that they just dismissed it, I think they should, like, put out a message or tell the people why they dismissed it, because people probably been waiting, and it probably been anticipated game for a lot of people.
Yeah, Wonder Woman, she doesn't really have a lot of, like, movies and shows and stuff. It's mostly Batman and Superman. So people are really excited that she's finally getting a game, but no, she's not.
Have they made any, like, TV shows or, like, any movies that, like, included her in anything? I know you said she don't have as much as, like, Batman and them, but do they try to incorporate her in some of the stuff that they put out?
She was in the Justice League movies. She has 2 solo movies, live action, but she doesn't really have any, like, animated movies or shows or anything, so she only has, like, 2 live action movies and then cameos in the Justice League and Batman versus Superman. But other than that, no games or anything.
That sucks. Marvel, you need to step it up. There's people out here that's waiting for those games and those movies and anticipating those things. There's women out here that enjoy those things, even males that enjoy those things. So I think you need to give it to those people instead of holding it out.
I mean, speaking of Marvel, it took like 9 years to get a Black Widow movie. And she has been there since 2012-ish.
The movie wasn't even good.
Yeah. So you know they didn't put a lot of thought into it. They need to start doing a little bit better for those characters. Like, instead of, like, just focusing on the main characters, I know people love to see the main characters, but people also love to see the other characters as well. Like, they should make a show just about them, like, telling their stories and getting their stories out, instead of, like, also, like, just throwing the main characters in a movie like Avengers and stuff like that. Make a movie for the sidekicks and the people that don't really get their story told as well, and put that out. Mm-hmm. You could have 2 franchises going on with the same type of theme, so that could be interesting as well.
Partly, I mean, I think too, because have you seen any, like, the Disney Plus series at all, where they do?
I have, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, those are rough.
Yeah, they have a rough time with, I feel, some, like, of those. I mean, I really enjoyed WandaVision, but that's just because it's, like, a completely different thing. It's not, like, one of the more...
It was, like, the first one, too, so it was kind of, like, setting the standard for the other shows, and
nothing's going to meet that standard.
I feel like they've just been going downhill since...
Yeah. I mean, you saw how bad the ratings are on that recent one.
What they're doing now... Like, before they started coming out with the shows, they would just have the movie and then maybe a show after the movie. Now they're making the show and then making a movie based off that show. So if you didn't watch the show, you're not going to understand the movie. But I don't want to have to watch the show to understand the movie. But now it's like with Ms. Marvel, if you didn't watch Ms. Marvel, then that's like her entire story explained. So when you watch the Marvels, which is like her movie, you're not really going to get her character. Mm-hmm. Or like with this new Captain America, a lot of the characters in this movie were explained in Falcon and Winter Soldier. So if you didn't watch that, you're not really going to understand the show. But not everybody wants to watch a show before seeing a movie. And we shouldn't really have to, honestly, because we should be able to just watch the movie and be done.
Yeah, and they're like at that point where whatever's going to make the money is what they're going to do, which is why they're doing the shows. But
so apparently they're supposed to be coming out with a Daredevil show, which it's just like, we didn't ask for that.
This is like the second one.
Yeah, and
it
was like, they had the Netflix one that was like originally not even really part of it. And I don't really know if it's like a continuation of that one or if it's something completely different or what's going on with that.
Seemed like they just keep trying to put different spins on it, because I remember like the old Daredevil movie that came out probably the early 2000s, and then I seen like the TV show on Netflix and stuff like that. So it seemed like they just remaking the same thing, which is Italian. It get boring. Like,
yeah, and it's like it's the same cast as the Netflix one, so I don't know if it's just a continuation or what it is.
if I'm being honest too, I think the superhero genre itself is just, it's dying.
It is a little bit.
Because DC, the problem with DC is they're not, first they're actors. They always have some kind of issue with actors. That, and they always revamp the, like, the characters. They can never have a continuation like Marvel. And so that's DC's problem. Marvel's like, okay, well, we're having a continuation, but we're running out of ideas. We're just trying to throw stuff at you.
Yeah.
And then, like, did you hear they're bringing back Robert Downey Jr. to play a villain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've seen that.
I think that's, yeah. I think it's a bold move.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
Went from, what, Iron Man to evil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's intense.
I think, actually, he's playing Doom.
Yeah.
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's weird.
Then all like the different Jokers that they bring on every few years with the, that's, I think they, what, Keith Ledger, I think he probably was like one of the better ones. But they switch them out so often, you don't really get to like see or feel like how the character really will be over a series of movies. So
yeah. And it really messes up the, I guess, the storylines, because Wonder Woman was a really good movie. And they're, since they're, DC is like revamping everything, it's like, why can't we continue this story? It's like,
Seem like they need some more creative people in a creative room.
Yep.
Revamp the whole thing. Well, I guess that's it for What's On Your Mind podcast this time. We'll be back next time, and we'll have more news for you guys. So stay tuned, lock in with us, and we'll be back to give you more.
What's on your mind? Yeah, what's on your mind? Yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind podcast?